Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome to our show that's for you and about you. Those who work so hard for your money and you're ready for your money, start working harder for you right now. You want that freedom and prosperity today, not 30 or 40 years from now, but right now, to live that life you love with those that you love. But most importantly, guys, it's about living a life of purpose, because it's not just about being rich, it's about creating a rich life where you can enrich the life of others, right? That's what it means to be a Rippler. That's the ripple effect I'm here to create. Thank you for allowing me to do so, to have this platform, whether you're watching us on YouTube or you're listening on iTunes or whatever other app that you're using. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for sharing. You've been binging. You guys have been learning, and most importantly, applying the things that we teach about today. So thank you so much for doing so. Hey, as a quick reminder, be sure to go to our website, moneyripples.com. If you want to figure out how much passive income can I create in the next 12 months, like what can I do to create that difference? Go check out that calculator there for free. You just go to moneyripples.com, click on the passive income calculator, and find out what your number is now. So I was thinking of today, I had a conversation with somebody recently where they were in their 60s and they're saying, Chris, is it too late? You know, is it really too late for us? And maybe some of you are listening right now are wondering that. Maybe you're thinking you're in your, you could even be as young as your 30s, but you haven't got a good start yet. Maybe you're in your 40s or 50s or even your 60s or later. And you're wondering what to do. And I'll get people a lot of times, especially as they move in their 50s and 60s, start to become discouraged, right? They'll start to say, well, I mean, based on how, the rate I'm going, I'm never, ever going to have that financial freedom I've wanted. Like, I'm going to be working the rest of my life. And the truth is, if you keep following the traditional financial model, which is save in the stock market, especially when the stock market starts tanking, like what we've seen recently, where we've seen it drop about 7% year to date already, right? Think about it. Even if you had $1 million saved up, you lose 7%. That's 70 grand you lost in just a month and a half. You're probably not feeling too happy about that, right? And so there's all these problems that people are facing, saying, well, what if the market does drop? How long is that long haul that they told me to keep saving and keep plugging away in my 401ks and everything else I'm supposed to be doing, right? I've paid off my debt, or maybe you've run up more debt because life just happened to you. Here's the thing I want you to remember, and this is something that I've learned even from a more spiritual perspective, right? I'm Christian, and a lot of times you get discouraged. You know, it's not too uncommon to say, oh, I thought I was on track, and then I fell off track. I just feel like dirt. Not a too uncommon feeling for those that are Christian, right? Where you know that you have a high bar that you're trying to attain, and you have to give yourself some grace. And I remember there was a time where I was feeling pretty discouraged myself. I was like, oh man, you know, maybe there's not hope for me. Luckily, you know, because my belief in Jesus and things like that, we believe that there's salvation through grace, right? And I remember the thought that came to me a few years ago that kind of popped in my head, this phrase that I think would really apply to you guys today, no matter what your spiritual beliefs are, but even in the financial game. And this could be in your business or any other aspect of your life where you're feeling impatient. And that is this, is your direction is more important than your location. Your direction is more important than your location. So many people get discouraged because they look at their location where they are right now and say, oh, look where I am. Look where I'm trying to get to. And that gap is so big, I just can't do it. But the one thing I've learned is that progression is what creates prosperity, right? It's how you progress along that path. See, there's plenty of people that have a lot of those things. It's like an athlete that's very talented, has great natural talent, but they waste it, right? They don't necessarily use that talent. And as a result, they end up not attaining the kind of success that someone who might've had less talent did. For example, I mean, I remember watching a thing on Wayne Gretzky. Wayne Gretzky wasn't particularly very athletic. I mean, he was great, right? He was good, but he wasn't like the most athletic player. But think of how much of a legend he's become, even to this day in the hockey world, because of what he was able to create, what he's able to accomplish. And that's the thing here, is that your direction, where you're going and where you're facing, right? Are you facing the right direction? that's much more important than wherever you're starting from or wherever this current point A is, right? I'll tell you, I've had so many clients over the years, right? I mean, I've been, you know, I was a financial advisor for 4 years. And then for the last 16 years, I've been mentoring people to help do this very thing, right? To get out of their rat race. And I'll tell you, over the years, I've seen this be true. There's been people that had more money than some of their clients coming in, but because they don't know how to take the right action, right? It's not about just taking action, it's about taking the right action. And because they didn't do that, they actually didn't attain nearly the success as some of my other clients who didn't have as much resource, right? And maybe at that time, they weren't doing so well. Now, I'm thinking of a particular client where, you know, he was doing great, you know, but again, he only had about $60,000 to work with. And so we put more focus on him getting more profitable in his business. As he got more profitable, he had more to save. Now, there were still plenty of people that had hundreds of thousands of dollars that could have easily just trumped him. But the difference was that because he was able to be able to get things lean and mean and profitable in his business and take more money home, that built it up. Not only did his income go from about $60,000 a year up to $300,000 a year, his savings of $60,000 drastically increased too, right? And that allowed him to be able to do more things and eventually surpass some of those very people that I was coaching at the same time. And that's the same true to you. So it doesn't matter, you know, if you're starting late, it doesn't really matter if you're starting early, you know, what really matters is, are you facing the right direction? Are you going the right path? And what's happening right now is there are so many people that I know, because many of you guys are reaching out to us, right? You're talking to us and you're saying, Chris, you know, hey, I'm putting away, you know, 50, 60,000, sometimes over $100,000 a year. And some of them are even dumping, you know, max funding your 401ks. Maybe you're just doing that and getting, you know, getting as much into your 401ks as you're allowed to put in. You're saying, I'm doing all the right things. I've paid off all my debt except for my house. And even that could be paid off soon if I wanted to. You've got all these things going for you. But if it's not generating passive income for you, if it's not giving you actual real cash flow, real income coming in, you're still stuck working forever. You know, my dad was caught in that same trap. You know, he was a great saver, saving his 401k like a good little boy should. He paid off all his debt, including his house. Yet when I met with him as a traditional financial advisor, I had to tell him, you know, Dad, if let's just hope you die soon. You know, you've got maybe 5-6 good years of this money will last. Hopefully Social Security can help bridge the gap a little bit, but you don't really have enough to retire. And that was discouraging for him, especially because it was right on the tail end of Y2K, right? He was going on track. He thought he was doing great. Kind of like many of you might've felt after the last 13 up years of the stock market. And then bam, his portfolio gets hit hard. And then he realizes when someone says you're in it for the long haul, he realized, oh, that long haul now became longer. Because now instead of me retiring in the early 2000s, like I was hoping for, which would have been in his 50s, he's now going to have to wait till the 2010s at least, right? Which is what happened. And that's the thing, guys, is like when you go that traditional path, it's a long, hard road that really just ends up you living on a tight, tight budget, right? That's not freedom. That's not prosperity. That's not what we're teaching about here. And I'm not saying you just go hog wild. I'm not saying you just go crazy and blow your money. But what I'm saying is that you've got to be doing the right things, going in the right direction to get the right results. And I'm telling you, if you haven't heard it again, I'm going to bang that drum again, saving the mutual funds, saving those 401ks and IRAs, even the Roth IRAs, which are not as bad, still not working. Okay. It's not working at all. It's crap. It hasn't worked. And again, I've watched the evidence of this over the last 20 years I've been in this financial industry, and yet people are always falling short. This is why I had a guy coming to us saying, hey, I've got $3 million I can invest. And my financial advisor says, keep going. In 12 years, you might be able to retire, right? 3 million. That's more than I think most of you are even watching this right now or listening to this have currently. And he's 52 years old, told, hey, if you keep it up and you keep saving over $100,000 a year, you should be able to retire well in the upper middle class. Guys, that's ridiculous. Or even worse, you know, and now I've told this before, but you know, a lady said, hey, my financial advisor said, you know, you can make it by 65 if you keep doing these things and the market does just right. You should be able to make it by 65. She says, I want to wait till 65. I want to do it younger. Okay, 59 and a half, that gotcha. No, We don't want that. You know, now you might already be 59 and a half wondering what you can do. Here's the thing, right? Say you've got even just $100,000. If you were to go look at traditional retirement planning, this might be discouraging because they're going to say, now the bad advisor will say 4%, that 4% rule, lame, doesn't work, right? 3% at most is what you can be able to do, especially if you want that money to last, especially given factors of inflation, which are higher than what the government says. So 3%, even if we go 3%, that's pretty aggressive. 3% of that 100,000 means you're living on $3,000 a year. That's 250 bucks a month. Even if you're debt-free, is that really going to make much of a dent in your life? Of course not. That is discouraging. That's going to make you feel like you failed and there's no hope, right? You're hoping that you die. If you have life insurance, you've probably been told to cancel that by the time you're in your 60s anyways. So you're probably worried about running out of that too with no death benefit. And so you're just like, what do I do? Do I just keep working until my body can't take it anymore? Guys, that's not the life to live. That's not it at all. Now, I'll tell you, that same $100,000 with many of the type of deals that we have our clients doing, that can generate at least $10,000 a year, right? Again, there's always risk. There's no guarantees. And we're not giving investment advice right now. I'm just saying, even if you make a simple 10% return, which a lot of the deals that my clients are doing right now are getting at least that much, that's $10,000 a year, right? That's over 800 bucks a month. That's not going to secure anything, right? That's not going to solve anything. But can you see how much more hope that would bring? Imagine if you even have the average right now, the average 65-year-old and their 401k has got about $250,000. Quarter million, 3% means you're only living on 7,500 a year, 600 bucks a month. Quarter million, making 10%, 25,000 a year. Now you got a few thousand a month. Now you might say, okay, great. I still need Social Security to help out, bridge the gap, but at least that's better, isn't it? That's the key, guys. Like you can make at least 10% return. Now I get people always say, yeah, but Chris, what kind of investment vehicles do that? You can go back in our past episodes. We've talked about what, besides the stock market, what else can you do? We talk about doing things in real estate, right? Even like turnkey rentals where you don't manage the property. It's very passive. There are plenty of deals paying at least a 10% cash on cash return on those things, right? Now that doesn't include any growth, any appreciation, the fact they're paying you on a mortgage, nothing. Doesn't account for the fact that you're not really paying the taxes on that because you're depreciating your properties, offsetting any cash flow you're taking out. So it's almost like tax-free income, right? It doesn't count all that. We're not talking about even doing syndications because some people say, well, you talk about rentals a lot. Oh yeah, rentals are part of it, but there's also syndications. A lot of our clients do various types of syndications where they're investing in apartments or they could be self-storage and different things like that. And yes, or even in oil or mineral rights. And often it's at least, even on a short run, an 8 or 10% rate of return in the beginning, then with bigger payouts in the end, averaging at least 10, 15% per year average, right? Guys, that it's not rocket science. It really isn't. The problem is that, again, most people are facing the wrong direction. They're facing towards their financial advisors, looking to them for answers. And the problem is they don't get it. They can't retire themselves either. Why would you follow a blind guide? Don't follow the blind guides. Follow those that actually have been there, done that, and doing it today. So that's the thing I'm going to tell you guys is face the correct direction. Face where you actually know it works. That is the key. That is what you need to do to be able to create more cash flow in your life right now. Now, my only challenge is, just like I said at the beginning of the show, go to our website, moneyripples.com. If you haven't done so already, go check out that passive income calculator. Go find out what you could actually create in about 12 months, what kind of cash flow per year you could create. And I've had people go on there and sometimes it's like $5,000 or $6,000. Nothing super exciting, but probably better than what you might be hoping for right now, right? Especially if you have very little money, you're saying, wow, I can even create $5,000 or $6,000. Not bad. You know, then that's a case, you know, there's answers for that. There's ways to serve you there. You know, in many cases, it's over 20,000 a year. And there's ways we can serve you there too. I just saw somebody recently, one of my clients referred, it was an orthodontist over, and we saw the numbers and 135,000 a year, right? Super excited to be able to confirm that analysis. Usually, by the way, when we do the analysis, it's conservative numbers so that we know that that's very achievable. But in a lot of the cases that as we've gone through and actually analyzed the numbers where we've had you talk with one of our coaches one-on-one, you know, talk about doing the analysis of those numbers to confirm them, oftentimes we can even find at least a few $1,000s more a year than what it says on that calculator. So the cool thing is, guys, there is hope. But again, you have to face the right direction. Get away from everything that's been taught over there that has not worked. And again, I've seen the evidence. You've probably seen the evidence, because if you look at people's lives, they aren't retiring to a place where they feel they are truly free. Like, they might say it, but the truth is, you start to look in the quiet recesses of their brain, you'll start to realize they're not there either. And they're worried that they might run out of money if they keep it up, and especially if inflation keeps up. You have hope. You can be right here doing the right things. The only thing you can change, you can't change the fact that it's whatever it is, right? However late you feel it is, you can't change that fact. You can't go back and change the past. But you can make a decision right now to do something different. Are you going to face the right direction and get rid of the guilt and get rid of the shame or whatever things you have around money and what you should have been doing or should not have been doing? Leave the past behind, focus on the here and now and the future path of going the right direction. That is my challenge for you guys. Please make it a wonderful and prosperous week. We'll see you later. Hey!
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.